From the KBIA Newsroom in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. Many of the issues that could be on this fall's ballot appear to be aimed at attracting younger voters of the polls. St. Louis Public Radio's Joe Manis explains that politics may play a role.
Four of the ballot proposals would legalize marijuana for medical or personal use. Another would increase Missouri's minimum wage. And the sixth would change how state government operates. Dave Robertson, head of the Political Science Department at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, says the result could help Democrats this fall.
The marijuana measures probably can increase a little bit of turnout among young people in particular, and they will lean more Democratic.
Both parties have used ballot measures to try to whip up their base. In 2004, Republican candidates may have gotten a boost from a ballot issue to ban gay marriage. I'm Joe Manis.
An attorney suing Governor Eric Greitens over his use of a message-deleting app is seeking Attorney General Josh Hawley's records from his investigation into the controversy. Attorney Mark Pedroli sent Hawley's office a subpoena Monday seeking all documentation of the Attorney General's investigation. Hawley announced in March he found no evidence of wrongdoing in Greitens and his top staff's use of the Confide app, which automatically deletes texts after they're read. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports Pedroli and attorney Ben Sansone contend the use of the app violated Missouri's open records laws. Pedroli said records from the Attorney General's office will help him further his own investigation. Hawley's spokeswoman, Mary Compton, said today the Attorney General's office is reviewing the subpoena. Missouri's public school system is set to get a $98 million boost in next year's state budget. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
House negotiators got their way with a spending hike for K-12 classrooms while initially not wanting to spend any extra money on school transportation. Republican Dan Brown, the chief Senate negotiator, wanted a much smaller classroom increase while raising funding for school buses. Senate negotiators ceded to the $98 million classroom increase after the House agreed to spend an extra $10 million on buses. Scott Fitzpatrick chairs the House Budget Committee.
You know, we both made sure we got our number one priority, and that's how that works sometimes.
Lawmakers have until Friday to send the full state budget to Governor Eric Greitens' desk, which has to be signed into law by June 30th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
A forensic examiner in St. Louis is extracting data from the cell phone of Governor Eric Greitens days before he goes to trial on a felony invasion of privacy charge. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the examiner was working today in a locked courtroom with yellow paper taped over the windows. An investigator for the St. Louis Circuit Attorney's Office had cited what he believed was suspicious activity in a Gmail account after an investigation of Greitens was announced earlier this year. Defense lawyers on Monday filed a motion to quash a sealed search warrant and stop any forensic examination of the phone. Greitens is accused of taking an unauthorized photo of a woman who is at least partially nude. He's admitted to having an extramarital affair with her in 2015. Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.